KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking outside the detention center that has been set up in the Florida Everglades minutes ago, saying deportation flights began operating from there in recent days. Before leaving for Scotland today, President Trump was asked about Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, who is currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. The president talked about his deputy attorney general, who is interviewing her, and about whether the president might pardon Maxwell.
Todd Blanche is a great gentleman. He's a great man. He's a great lawyer. And he's got a great heart. But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about pardons.
That's a second day of questions for Maxwell in Florida. More than 100 million Americans are currently under heat advisories or warnings today. The hot weather stretching from Texas up through Maine. France announcing it will recognize Palestinian statehood at the UN General Assembly in September. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced Thursday that he will not seek a third term.
Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
While Evers will remain in office through 2027, his announcement leaves the field wide open for a competitive Democratic primary. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, two candidates have already declared, business executive Bill Berrien and Washington County executive Josh Showman. Berrien has already begun his television ad campaign. State lawmakers have proposed new legislation adding regulations to protect residents from scams involving cryptocurrency payments. The proposed bill would restrict the operations of Bitcoin treasury machines and require cryptocurrency companies to refund people if they lose money in a scam after being enticed to send the funds through one of the machines. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon is one of the authors of the bill.
There are many cases, both here in Wisconsin and across the country, of folks, frequently their seniors, who are being defrauded. They are losing just an incredible amount of money. We need to have some good government, some very basic regulations in place to make sure that people are not cheated and scammed out of their livelihoods. And that is what this bill aims to accomplish.
Spouty made his comments on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The bill will allow a maximum of $1,000 to be transferred at one time and limit fees that cryptocurrency companies can charge. The proposed bill could be considered by the legislature this fall. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains. Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. It's 74 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kellen Butenoff coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, Free Ticket Fridays is underway, so grab your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. This is the only way to enter this contest is via the Civic Media app. Greg, you work here. You can't enter. Dan Schaefer, you're the political editor here. You also cannot enter. Put your phones down.
Oh, man.
Right now. See, this? I'm the killer of joy. This is my job. But for you, you can enter if you don't work for Civic Media. Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Text in the word blue right now, and you're in the running for some really good seats. 4-pack of tickets, club-level seats to see the Brewers host the Cubs next Wednesday. Going to be a hot... They are the hottest team in baseball right now. These are going to be big, big tickets. Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba then from 2 to 4. And Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. The word to text in, just like Jesse in Dane County, is blue, B-L-U-E. Dan Schaefer is here. Again, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Talking about the news, big news yesterday. Governor Evers announced he will not be running for a third term. And we're going to talk a little bit about people who are now jumping in the race. I did want to share this one comment from Christine and Slinger, listening on WAUK, who says, I love Tony Evers, a sweet man and a good governor. One thing I know for sure, he's not on the Epstein list.
Wouldn't it be weird if he was, though? You were like, wait, why? Oh,
it was a little fundraiser.
Christine, that is so funny.
That's hilarious. Oh,
thank you for
bringing
that.
Together some storylines.
Yeah, exactly. Tying it together nicely.
I want to tell a really, really quick Tony Evers story for myself. And this speaks to his ability to just not be a politician in the moment. I was at a restaurant in Milwaukee just having lunch, and I saw him there, and people were kind of, you know, they were doing their thing. They see the governor. They want to talk to him. I've worked in politics. I've met a lot of politicians. It's not that I wasn't impressed with him, but I also knew, just keep eating your lunch. I'm fine. But yeah. I was also wearing a Brewers hoodie and a Brewers hat because I'm pretty sure I was going to a game that day, or maybe it was just Tuesday. But I'm just sitting there eating my lunch and literally not looking at anybody. I just hear someone come up to me and say, so how do you think they're going to do tonight? And I'm like, I look at him, it's him. And I'm like, and I don't do anything other than talk about baseball with him. And it was a natural, great conversation about baseball. And then that was it. I didn't ask for an autograph or a picture. He didn't try to like sell me on him. He just asked me about baseball and he moved on. And that was the thing I will never forget as long as I live. I just loved it.
That's a great story.
A good story. He's a regular person, yes. And a really good example of a Wisconsinite. Mm-hmm. I think he's humble. He's not a braggart. I don't think that flies with most people in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be greatly missed. Yeah, I really do. I really think so.
He talked about when he was reelected. He was like, yeah, boring wins, you know?
Anti-malarkey ticket.
That's
you
right.
know, you
That's
gotta
right.
love it.
Anti-malarkey ticket.
Anti-malarkey ticket. One of the, not a big surprise, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is kind of the first one out of the gate.
First official campaign announcement out of the gate this morning. The press release hit my inbox at 7 a.m. She's got the announcement video out. She has made it official. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is running for governor. So as expected, I think we had kind of a short list. I had even included in my column, last month or whatever, about who the potential candidates might be. No surprise at all that Sarah Rodriguez is getting into the mix. She's someone who's had a pretty interesting 5 years in Wisconsin politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she flipped a key assembly seat in 2020. Was, you know, basically the second round of people flipping an assembly seat in kind of the western Milwaukee area suburbs. Robin Vining, who is now running for state Senate, did it in 2018. And Sarah Rodriguez did it in 2020, defeating Rob Hutton there. And then basically what happened next was that the Republicans really gerrymandered her district specifically for the 2022 map. So then she ran for lieutenant governor instead of seeking reelection in the assembly, won that race for lieutenant governor, joined Tony Evers on the ticket. And then has of course been the state's lieutenant governor for the past couple of years. She's got a background in healthcare. She was a nurse. I believe she worked with some larger healthcare companies. Yep. I forget exactly which it was.
Yep.
But she emphasized wanting to expand Medicaid in her announcement video. What'd you guys think of that video?
I thought it was really great.
I thought so. For me personally, I think one of the biggest uphill battles for Sarah Rodriguez is she's lieutenant governor. Nobody really knows who she is. As I said earlier, I think it's a more ceremonial position than the VP of the United States of America. And that is going to be tough for her. But that being said, that video was so good. It was energetic. It was fun. It was funny. It was funny without trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't listening to someone trying to be a politician, trying to connect. This was a real person talking real game. I enjoyed the jokes, the swipe at Arkansas. I'm like, whoa, okay, you're going big. Referring to the president as a maniac. I mean, I think those were very important things to say because she's kind of been quiet in the background for the past few years because she's lieutenant governor. So she has to make a big claim.
Well, and like you said, Greg, it's not an important position. I'm sorry, but it's not.
It's not a job with a lot of responsibilities.
It's really not a job. Yeah. And she's rarely in front of the public, and she's rarely taking points on policies or anything like that. So she really does have to kind of now completely reintroduce herself to folks. And mm-hmm. I think she did a great job with that introductory video yesterday. You mentioned some of the jokes she includes in her intro video about how she was an honor student.
She's a National Merit Scholar.
And she's like, I didn't want to put this in there, but my mother thinks it's important. So this is for you, Mom. It's adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah. She says, my mom will want me to tell you that I'm a National Merit Scholarship. I know you don't care, but she does.
But she does. Yeah. It's great.
It was well written. It was natural. It was fun. And I just, I'm not saying she's going to be the next one or I support her for, but at least that's what needs to happen, especially with all the noise. And I don't know, Dan, I mean, give your thoughts, you and Jane both. How big do you think this primary will end up being? You've got two people who are already in, and that means I feel like, and it's less than 24 hours after the announcement.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big field. But before we move on from Rodriguez, too, I want to note that, like, as I covered a gazillion different campaign rallies last year, you know, the way they do it, they usually have like all of the Wisconsin Democrats who will kind of like lead up to the headliner and mm-hmm. all of that.
Right.
And I've been routinely impressed by Rodriguez in those scenarios as well. When she's been in those, campaign environments, and she, you know, there's a lot of people that you'll hear from over the course of these days. And I think she's been pretty impressive in those speeches, and it continues to get better. And I think as we see in that video today, that she's got some real political chops. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. And then, as you alluded to there, we've also got a second candidate who has made it all but official, basically, this morning. morning, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley released a statement thanking Governor Evers and celebrating his accomplishments as governor, and also saying, quote, in the weeks ahead, I will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor. So
that was pretty much expected.
Was very much expected. Yeah. He had, you know, in an interview I did with Crowley in December of 2023, he said to me that if Evers doesn't run again, he's probably going to run.
Well, and the one that we're, Cavalier Johnson, who is the mayor of Milwaukee, is kind of waffling about it right now. I don't see that happening. I don't see the Milwaukee mayor throwing in for this time around. I just don't.
I think of the two Milwaukee leaders, I do think it's more likely going to be Crowley. I mean, it obviously is going to be Crowley since he says he's going to run. It wouldn't shock me if both ran, but I think just... they're both young men, right? They're both going to have plenty of opportunities to run for higher office over the years. I think of the two, it's far more likely that Crowley would. Crowley, I think, has also gotten a bit more done in Milwaukee County than Cavalier Johnson has been able to do in the city of Milwaukee as well. You know, part of that is just with Crowley has a really good relationship with the Milwaukee County Board that had basically never happened in my lifetime up until then. And I think the relationship that Johnson has had with the council has been a little bit more prickly.
A little more fractious.
In a few different senses. So I think, yeah, and Crowley is somebody I have seen as a rising star in the party for quite some time. One of the first things I did back when in the very first year of the recombobulation area, I covered the race for Milwaukee County Executive and interviewed at the time State Senator Chris Larson, then State Representative David Crowley, and then County Board Chair Theo Lipscomb. And I ended up endorsing Crowley in that race, and one of my first big decisions or whatever, getting out there, making a bold call, I try to do that every once in a while. I think he is somebody who builds himself as a bridge builder, as somebody who gets things done. And I think that is really something that we need a lot of in Democratic politics these days. It's that action that he brings to the office, too.
I think there's a unique talent in David Crowley, too. And this is nothing against Cavalier Johnson. First of all, I think that having both leaders of Milwaukee running for governor at the same time will be, I don't think that's the best thing for Milwaukee as a city and a county. But I think that David Crowley presents a better story of, look, I work with the county of Milwaukee. That is a million people throughout the entire thing. That is a lot of differing opinions. There's a lot of attitudes that we have to work with, and we have to work together. And that's what I've been doing. And I have the record to show, because, you know, you can make the argument, all right, he is a black man. He is a black man from Milwaukee. He is from southeastern Wisconsin. He's all these things that could be running against him for other people in Wisconsin to say, well, I don't want someone from Milwaukee. This doesn't work for me. I think David walks into this primary saying, I understand that. I get that. I've dealt with that. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah. And we're going to talk. Mm-hmm. And let's sit down. And you tell me, as someone who lives in Hayward or someone who lives in Butternut or Wanderoos, what is troubling you most about the state right now? And how can I be a part of that solution? Mm-hmm. I think David has more ability to do that than Chevy does right now. And then once again, this is no disrespect to Mayor Johnson. I just think that David right at this moment is more equipped.
Dan Schaefer is our guest, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the Recombobulation Area. We are talking about Governor Evers' announcement yesterday that he will not be seeking a third term. Now we have Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who has officially announced she is in the race. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley alluding to the fact that in the next couple of weeks, he will likely be joining. I'm curious, who would you like to see enter the race? 855-752-4842. Tony on the live stream. Someone who can lead and represent the whole state? Sounds like Pat Kreitlow from Chippewa Falls.
Chippewa Falls' favorite son, Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow for Gov. We'll take your suggestions as well at 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe, baby, on the Civic Media app. She starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I know you don't want to hear it, but it's almost time to go back to school. Sorry. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And there's a school supply drive to support Outagamie County Back to School program at Funset Boulevard on Friday, July 25th, starting at 12 p.m. If you donate 5 items, you'll receive a fun card for unlimited access to the playground, laser tag, bumper cars, train, carousel, and so much more. If you want to see a full list of events, check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Hello, everybody on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Free Ticket Friday. You've got about 40-ish minutes to text in the word via the Civic Media app.
Mm.
Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. We are playing for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats for next Wednesday's game as the Crew hosts the Cubs. Hot, hot tickets. Mm-hmm. We do ask that you're able to go next Wednesday. It's going to be a day game. But if you're interested and you want these tickets, text in the word blue right now via the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E, just like Janet and Madison and Jim and Germantown and Dan and Green Bay and David and Richland Center. Makes me very happy to see all those come in. Free Ticket Friday, blue is the word until 11 o'clock, B-L-U-E. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area, talking about the big news yesterday, Governor Evers not seeking a third term. We now know that Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially entered the race. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is hinting he will be jumping in the next couple of weeks. And we would like to hear from you. Who would you like to see jump in? 855-752-4842. Linda on the live stream says, I think Sarah Godlewski would be a great candidate for Wisconsin governor. I agree.
Yep. She's definitely part of the conversation. That's someone you've brought up in the past. Roger in Stevens Point texts in saying, what about Mark Pocan? He would be money. Oh, he would be money. I see. That's the parlance of the youth. He is very articulate and an excellent communicator. I don't disagree that Mark Pocan is a very excellent discussion point. I don't know if he'd be a great candidate at this moment. Also, he's made no real push. I mean, that's one of the things when we're talking about the who is going to run and, you know, the possible primary field is who seems to be have that, who seems to have that, you know, whether it's raising money or just has that notion that to move edge. Forward. And some people you just, I don't, for me, Mark Pocan has never seen like a guy who wants to be governor. He likes his job in Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was interested to see if he was going to run for Senate a few years back, but I don't think he would, you know, after all the time that he spent in Congress in DC, come back to the state necessarily. I don't know. It's an interesting point of discussion, but his name is not one that I've heard a whole lot of.
Yeah.
So I had when I wrote my piece about Tony Evers last month, I included a kind of like who would be on the Democrats bench. And so we mentioned a couple of those names with Sarah Rodriguez and David Crowley. Listener mentioning Sarah Godlewski. I imagine she will be in the mix in some capacity, Secretary of State. I do think Attorney General Josh Call is pretty likely to be a candidate. You know, it's something he's alluded to many times. And then also, I think State Senator Kelda Royce, I would expect her to get into the mix as well. So
she's
that was
great.
And then
great.
To round out my initial list of six, you know, the kind of wild card would be former party chair Ben Wickler.
Yeah. Jerry is just with it on the live stream.
He'd
like
he's
to
going
see
to get into
Wickler
the mix. That would be a very interesting candidate. And then, you know, beyond that, we mentioned Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Also, Mandela Barnes told me yesterday that he is thinking about it and will consider a run for governor. We'll see, you know, if that happens, remains to be seen what exactly, you know, he's doing beyond thinking about it. But I think there's, you know, I think it's going to be a big field. Like, this is the first time, and especially now that Evers isn't running, I think more people will see more Republican candidates take their shot as well. And this is going to, this will be the first open field for governor since 2010.
Yeah, a long time. It's been a long time.
So since Scott Walker defeated Tom Barrett in 2010. So I think there's going to be a lot of people, you know, getting into the mix, I think. And then there's going to be some, you know, other implications down the ballot, too. So you'll have an open race for attorney general if Josh Call decides to run for governor.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have an open race for secretary of state if Sarah Godlewski decides to run for governor.
Yeah.
And so I was one of the sources I was talking to yesterday mentioned, like, we might have open primaries for all four state constitutional officers for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and state treasurer.
That'd be a first two.
All five.
That would be amazing.
So that would just be absolutely wild with the number of people who would be getting into that. And then also you've got, you know, bigger names running for state senate and state assembly next year as Democrats look to try to win that Democratic trifecta as well. So it's going to be an absolutely fascinating 2026 election cycle in Wisconsin.
While it might be the midterms for America, and those are going to be very important, don't get me wrong. I understand the gravity of the midterms for this country. Wisconsin's election next year is going to be bonkers. There's going to be so much coverage coming to Wisconsin, as always, but it's going to be the talking points for really the next almost 2 years.
Yeah. And we also had a comment. Jerry has also said, I hope Governor Evers is able to get some good stuff done during the lame duck session. Again, he's got 17 months left. I would just like to see all of his appointees who have been languishing for 5.5 years actually just get appointed.
Yeah.
Just as a bone on the way out. Can we just do this for him, please?
Maybe he should call a special session. Just like, guys.
Come on.
I made brownies.
we'll have a fish fry. We'll play some euchre.
We'll confirm
some appointees.
There are snacks. It'll be fun. Let's all do this. Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Schaefer, thank you so very much. You're going to stay with us?
I'll stick around for Audio Sorbet. I love Audio Sorbet.
Okay. Audio Sorbet is coming up. I couldn't find my car. I lost the car in the parking garage. I wandered around for 40 minutes. Am I the only one who's ever lost my car? You're both looking at me like, yes, no one else has ever lost their car.
No.
That's Audio Sorbet coming up in just a little bit. Tell me I'm not alone. News is next. Keep it right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Preliminary surveys by the National Weather Service confirmed three tornadoes in northeast Wisconsin Wednesday evening. EF1 tornadoes hit Keshena and Gillett, while an EF0 was marked in Oconto. Damage from the three twisters is primarily uprooted trees, downed branches, and some damage to buildings. Attorney General Josh Call recently announced that he and 45 other attorneys general plan to move forward with an agreement in principle with eight opioid manufacturers that could secure about $720 million nationwide for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Joanne Krulatz has details.
Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, eight companies would pay. Several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. Seven of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, Wisconsin and local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feel So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have 20-ish minutes. Don't make me math. To text in the word blue via the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E. Open up your Civic Media app, text in the word blue. It's free ticket Fridays. You are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats for next Wednesday's game when the Brewers host the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tickets for one of the hottest team in baseball. Text in the word blue right now, B-L-U-E. And good luck. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Then a new one with Todd all but 2 to 4. And the same with Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Four chances yet today to get in the running for these tickets. Mm-hmm. The word right now, though, is blue. B-L-U-E. This is the portion of the show.
Yeah.
That has turned into audio sorbet.
Ooh.
Where we lighten things up and get away from all the heavy news just so we can have a laugh and make fun of people.
Who are we making fun of today, Jane?
That would be me.
Oh, why?
That would be me. We had our host meeting in Madison on Wednesday.
Yes.
We do this about every 6 months. And I was running late. I hate being late. I'm almost always on time or early.
Yes.
And on the way to Madison on Wednesday morning, I stopped for a cup of coffee and a bagel that took 25 minutes. And you're in the line, and now I can't get out of the line because someone's behind me. Mm-hmm. So it's like I am dedicated now to waiting to get my coffee. So that set me behind. And I get to Madison, and there's this parking structure that we all use that's mm-hmm. right behind the station. And I didn't pay attention to where I had parked.
Yeah.
Because I'm late, and I don't like to be late. So I get there, and I park, and I run in, and we start our meeting, and all is good. Meeting lasts most of the day. It's 9,000 degrees on Wednesday. It's really, really hot. The meeting ends. I go to get my car, and I can't find it. And I'm not taught, this isn't the biggest parking structure in the world. It's maybe five levels, but it's not gargantuan.
No.
I wandered around for 40 minutes.
Not quite the full Seinfeld episode.
Not quite.
But 40 minutes to be looking for your car, that's not a fun time.
And I'm using my fob, and I could hear it faintly, but it's echoing around the parking structure. So I'm trying to determine where my fob is ringing, and it's not helping me. And so I'm soaking wet. I am drenched. And I thought, I'm going to melt into a puddle, and I'm just going to die here. I'm just going to stay here forever. So I texted Greg and I said, I can't find my car. And he said, do you need help? And I'm like, yeah. It's been 40 minutes.
Well, you said I can't find my car. And I responded with what? I don't know why I responded with that, but whatever.
Yeah, what a helpful response.
Shut up, Dan. Go win an award. But you know, I was like, I can't find my car. What? Okay. I thought maybe in 5 minutes it'd be like, I found my car. I'm on my way home. See you tomorrow, whatever. It kept going. And then finally I said, because I was at the comedy club on State for their open mic on Wednesdays. And I got on the list and I was like, do you, because the club is in the basement of the building that Civic Media's headquarters are in. So I'm literally like a 2 minute walk from Jane. I probably would find Jane sooner than she'd find her car. But I say, do you want me to come help you? You say yes.
Yes.
And I knew in my brain the next thing that was going to happen. I was going to go up the elevator, go up to the office, go out the back. And as soon as I'm about to say I'm here, I see I found my car. And I'm like, that's exactly how this moment was going to play out. But
I was so relieved.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
Really,
well,
I think that's
what you have to do, though, in those moments. You have to vocalize that you have to give up.
Yeah.
Yes,
right? Like, I lose things around my house all the time. And I'm just like, well, I'll, and as soon as I say to my wife, hey, I can't find my shoes, then I turn around and they're right there. Yeah. You know,
it's so just it's
like
one admitting, of those things. Admitting
you have to
surrender.
Admit surrender.
You have to surrender.
That's the moment that you will find
things. I do that all the time when there's things here where I'll say, hey, I'll send an email to someone very important in this company. Be like, hey, this thing isn't working. And then as soon as I send it, I go, hey, did I try this thing? I tried. It's fine. Then I just send another email. Sorry about that. Never mind. You're working with someone who's clearly incapable.
The universe has a sense of humor.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost your car in a parking garage or parking lot? That is our audio sorbet subject for today. 855-752-4842. Help me feel better. John from West Bend texting in, listening to WAUK. Our first Jimmy Buffett concert at Alpine Valley. We couldn't remember where our car was. We walked around the parking lots for an hour in the rain before we found it. That's a huge parking lot.
That's not
Alpine
even a tough
spot to lose your car,
oh,
too.
Man.
It's not like you have, like, you know, you're on level
D7.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a parking lot. Those are parking acres. That is,
yes.
Yeah. That is one of those things where you can just say, hey, Alpine Valley, my car is yours now. And you just leave. I mean, you have to really work to remember where your car is at. And if you're going to, I mean, if you're having any sort of drinks or you're going to, I don't know, like a fish show, that memory starts to fail you later on in the evening. I mean, yeah, I couldn't even imagine losing my car in Alpine Valley. I don't like that place to begin with, but.
Oh, what a nightmare.
My heart goes out to you.
Where have you lost your car? Have you not been able to find your car either in a garage or a parking lot? Carmela from Milwaukee. Jane, I've done that, but on a smaller scale. I went to the right spot, but the wrong floor. Only a few minutes of inconvenience. I feel for you having to take 40 minutes of your time. Some GPS maps have a feature where you can tag where you parked. I've never used it. That sounds like a really good idea, Carmella.
That's very smart.
I could
very smart.
That thing. I remember a Seinfeld episode where the four major characters did the same thing, wandering around a parking garage, trying to figure out where they left their car.
One of my favorite Seinfeld episodes, too. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
Just wandering around a parking structure.
And they were wandering around, and Kramer was holding an air conditioner. And he made sure that I watched the behind the scenes on this, that it was a real air conditioner.
Oh,
that
yeah.
He wanted to like have the physical comedy of just like lugging this thing around. So, you know, he's a legend for physical comedy. I will say I have lost my car once, Jane. So I will join you in losing your car. I did it at a Brewer game. I marked down the wrong lot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was in like the Yount lot. I was in the Euchre lot or whatever it was.
How long did it take you?
It took me like well over an hour. Yeah.
I temporarily misplaced my car at a Brewers game once. And of course it was the game where I was with friends and I drove and they're doing that thing of like, at first like, oh, where's the car? That's fine. Hey, use your key. I'm using my key right now.
That's how I felt.
And then it goes from like, hey, where's the car? Let's all to like, they're far behind you, quiet and like tired. And you're like,
I'm losing my people.
I'll call you an Uber if you want. I understand. Yeah. Also, we don't have to be friends anymore. But I do something where I look to see where I thought I have parked and I didn't park there and there's no car there. And I immediately say my car was stolen.
Oh, God.
And then I go, oh, it's just over that spot there. Okay, cool. Sorry, everybody.
Never mind. Sorry about the theft alert. Audio sorbet today. Have you ever but not been able to find your vehicle either in a parking garage or just in a parking lot? Ollie from the Northwoods joining us on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Please tell me I'm not alone.
Oh, you're not alone.
Oh, thank you.
I had the worst experience. I had taken a gentleman's car to get groceries for him when I worked as a home health. And when I came out of Costco, or I couldn't find the car.
Oh, no.
Yep.
There were too many cream-colored cars that all looked the same. So I stood there for a while, and I thought, well, I can't call him and tell him I can't find his car. So I decided to use the back end of the key to the back end that opened automatic. Mm-hmm. And that worked just fine. And so I used it all the time after that.
Right? Now it's like I parked in this. But you can't go by the car next to you because it might be gone by the time you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like Carmilla's idea with the GPS tag. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like a really good idea. Thank you so much, Ollie. Really appreciate it. You make me feel better.
I always take a picture of my car now when I park.
Do you really?
Somewhere that I'm unfamiliar with, I will take a picture of it.
That's really smart.
Because that will like geotag where you are, in addition to just like you have the visual of just like, oh, I'm in D7 or just whatever it is. Yeah. At that lot yesterday or Wednesday. When we were, because I've gotten confused in that. It's a confusing lot.
Thank
it's not
you.
A good lot.
I got confused when I got there on Wednesday because I parked one floor up thinking that's where the office, because the parking lot on the second floor leads directly to our back door office. You need a key card to get in. You can't just walk in. But I got in my car. This isn't so much about losing my car. It's about how lazy I am. I parked on that third floor and I was like, oh, they're one floor down. Well, I guess I got to get my car and go find a new parking spot because I don't want to walk. So whatever. You lost your car. Don't look at me in judgment.
No judgment.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a confusing room to be in. But when I go to Brewers games, even though I know I park in the same lot every time, I'll walk farther because I know it. I will still go, Euchre, B2. And I'll say it out loud like that I remember.
It imprints on your brain.
Yes, absolutely.
Audio Sorbet, have you ever not been able to find your vehicle in a parking garage or just in a parking lot? My husband texted me and said, when the first time we flew over for me to meet his family, my husband is English. Mm. And we flew over so I could meet his family for the first time. And one of his brothers is picking us up at the airport. England was undergoing a cold snap like they haven't seen in probably 15 years. It was 12 degrees. It's never 12 degrees in England. His brother picks us up at the airport. Manchester Airport, big airport.
Yeah.
Cannot find the car. It had to have been almost 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I think we followed him. I felt so badly for Ray. The first time I'm meeting him, he doesn't have gloves. He doesn't have a winter jacket. Mm. I'm not dressed for, I don't have a puffer jacket on or something.
Sure.
But yeah, we wandered around forever and ultimately made it.
Yeah.
And then I met his family and the story went on from there. But anyway, yes, that was now in his family lore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure that story has now been told a few times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do a terrible Manchester accent, but I imagine that whole thing of like the you know, change, you find your car, you lose. It's like, I didn't lose my car. Your guy lost the car. This isn't on me. But yeah, I get that. I'm there with you, Jane. There's no judgment.
See, and I like Dan's idea now of taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then the level that it's on.
Yeah.
That would have probably helped me considerably.
I do that whenever I park in that very lot because I didn't wander around for 40 minutes. So I'll say that. But I have.
Yeah, I was literally like, I think now is the point where I start crying and I'm just going to sit down and cry and sweat. I'll just be here sweating and crying.
Well, when I walked into the parking lot, I almost just, as I'm walking in, you text and say you found the car. I almost just yelled Jane, and then I realized, oh, a dude yelling a woman's name in a dark parking lot.
Maybe not the best move to start with.
Not
a good idea. All right, we are going to wrap things up with this Shouldn't Be a Thing Fashion LaBooBoo edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word blue on the Civic Media app. Good luck.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thunderbird Bakery and Cafe on West 6th Avenue in Oshkosh is ready to fuel your next adventure. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Thunderbird Bakery brings a fresh approach to bread with simple ingredients, detailed technique, and a passion for quality. Sourdough breads, handcrafted pastries, and sweet treats are all made from scratch and baked fresh every day. You'll also find delicious sandwiches, a wide variety of coffees, and pantry items. Thunderbird Bakery and Cafe. Order online for same-day pickup at thunderbirdbakery.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got 7 minutes for you to text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Blue is the word to text in via the Civic Media app only. And that's going to get you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for this coming Wednesday when the Brewers host the Cubs. Going to be a huge game.
Yes, it is.
Big game.
The race for first place.
Yes. Blue is the word to text in, B-L-U-E. That will get you in the running. Tom Hartman will have another word for you to text in between 11 and 2. The same with Todd Alba from 2 to 4 and Maggie Dawn wrapping it up today from 4 to 6. Right now, text in the word blue, B-L-U-E, and good luck.
Big thanks to Dan Schaefer for being with us for an extended period.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really one story, but it morphs into so many more conversations, and these are conversations we're going to be having for the next 16 months. And to just as a thing on the live stream, we weren't as far as elections go, it's tough. There's a lot of elections happening and it can get daunting, but we're not sick of it. It's important to stay informed. It's important to stay active. MyVote.WI.gov. Talk to your representatives. But yeah, we're going to keep it going. And thank you, Dan, for being here.
Yeah, very much so. Subscribe to the Recombobulation, by the way. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Coming up for you next week on the show, Shelley Pittman, our Civic Media News Director, is going to be back on Monday. to recap all the weekend news. Shally's fantastic, a relatively new addition here at Civic Media. We're always looking for folks, by the way. If you are interested in joining Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us and check out our job openings. Pat Kreitlow will be here on Tuesday. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to join us. We miss her.
Oh, thank God.
She's going to be joining us next Wednesday. And then Jim Santel on Thursday. Jim is the host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays from 9 to 11. I highly encourage you to check out his show as well. It's fantastic. It is 10:55, Calvin. It's getting a little late. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Should you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from purseblog.com. Yes.
That's a weird name for a person.
That's a thing. Purseblog.com. The headline reads, "Why is everyone obsessed with these creepy dolls hanging off of expensive bags? Because nothing says fashion elite like a creepy, cute keychain. They're called Labubus."
Oh, boy.
L-A-B-U-B-U. Labubus. Imagine a cabbage. Whoa. Imagine a Cabbage Patch Kid that was possessed. That's what Labubus look like.
And Cabbage Patch Kids in the first place were not.
We're a little weird looking, but these look demented.
Yeah.
Right? They look like demented stuffed toys.
It's like, hey, do you want to see every tooth in my head? This is what those things are. If you took a Cabbage Patch Kid and what was the Monchichi dolls? From when we were little kids, with the little monkey with the put the thumb in the mouth.
Oh, sure.
If you took those two things and you put them together, that's what this is. And it is horrifying.
Yeah, they're not even, I wouldn't go, oh, that's so cute.
I need one next to me.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, ew, I don't, oh, no. So these Labubus, I looked it up, range anywhere from $25 to $300.
What?
For these overpriced, ugly, stuffed things that you hang off of your very expensive handbags.
Jane, how expensive do handbags get? What, like 40,
Hermes,
50 bucks?
An Hermes handbag can run up to $15,000, $20,000, depending upon the bag. It's insane. Gucci bags, Louis Vuitton bags. These are all very, very highly priced bags. Birkins.
That's the
Fendis.
One. Because Birkin, you need an invitation, right?
You have to get on a waiting list.
Oh, my God.
The Birkins can cost 15, 20, more than that.
I don't even
thousands and thousands
this.
Of dollars. So we have celebrities now who are starting this trend, apparently, to hang these ugly stuffed dolls off of their way, way overpriced bags. It's just wrong.
I really don't like this.
It's just wrong.
What's the word I'm looking for? Dumb. It's dumb.
There is no single reason behind the rise of the Labubu doll.
Yes.
As trends normally do, the item has slipped into the consciousness of a few early adopters, including celebrities, and now it is exploding across social media.
And that's, Jane, all it takes. It takes one celebrity to say, I like this thing. Why do you like it? It's cute. And then everyone says, well, when I got to have it. No, you don't.
You really don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. I would, if you still have your Cabbage Patch doll, put a chain on that and hang it on your bag.
Someday I'll tell you the story of going to the Cabbage Patch doll factory in Atlanta. It is disturbing.
That's a whole nother tisbet segment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the stream. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way to Scotland to discuss tariffs and to visit his golf resorts, President Trump said he could, but he has not given thought to pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
Ghislaine Maxwell is someone who is serving a 20-year sentence, a conviction for sex trafficking that she has tried to appeal. This is someone who wants to get out of prison and who initiated this conversation with the Justice Department. She's eager to talk. The question is, what is she willing to tell them, and what is the administration willing, if anything, to give her in return?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights have begun from that immigration center set up in the Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is considering alternative options now to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. walked out of discussions in Doha on ending the war, citing a lack of desire on the part of Hamas to reach a truce. This is ABC News.